Order.
The political aftershocks from Sunday night's Kaikoura earthquake continued to reverberate through Question Time, with the Minister of Civil Defence, Jerry Brownlee, explaining the consequences of the quake being upgraded from magnitude 7.5 to 7.8.
Mr Speaker, GNS informed my office yesterday afternoon of a revised magnitude after reassessing data from stations across the country. They said that because it took over a minute for the fault to rupture during the event, the standard method normally used to calculate energy released during an earthquake was insufficient. The revised magnitude tells us what everyone knew. It was a big earthquake. GNS have published the earthquake's decay curve, which represents the daily forecast of the number of magnitude 5 or greater earthquakes as a result of the 7.8 initial earthquake. As expected with larger earthquakes, the revised magnitude does have an effect on the probabilities of forecast aftershocks, meaning it's forecast that aftershocks may be larger in magnitude for a longer period of time. The decay curve shows the likelihood of the earthquakes greater than 5 decreasing over time, as was seen in Christchurch.
Mr Brownlee's Cabinet colleague, the Minister for Building and Housing, Nick Smith, also faced this question from his Labour shadow, Phil Twyford.
Does he believe there needs to be a review of the building code, given the damage sustained by modern buildings, such as Statistics House, in this week's earthquakes?
Nick Smith said the issue was not the building code, but the more detailed standards.
The overall performance of most buildings in the quake was good, but there may be others, like Standards House, that require further investigation as more information comes to hand with the hundreds of assessments that are taking place across Wellington currently.
And reports of a problem with the building next door were raised with the Speaker by the New Zealand First Party's Peter Parani.
We've had some concerning reports that there has been potentially a much as a couple of hundred litres of water of groundwater flood into the civil defence bunker below the beehive. We would just like confirmation that you, sir, when you can, whether this has in fact happened, because, as you would be aware, this is a very important national asset, particularly at this time.
I can assure the member that at this stage I'm not aware of that potential emergency. I will make inquiries and, if necessary, come back to the House as quickly as possible.
Also today, there were questions from Labour MPs Denise Roche and Damien O'Connor about the possible recovery of the 29 bodies still in the Pike River coal mine 6 years after the mine exploded. Their questions were addressed to Nick Smith.
Over $5 million has been spent on investigating whether it was possible to gain entry to the drift, and the conclusion of that advice is that it could not be done safely.
Supplementary, Mr Speaker.
Supplementary question, the Honourable Damien O'Connor.
Does the Minister agree with Tony Forster, a former mines inspector, who in an email to the families yesterday said, quote, New Zealand mining law permits the recovery of a single entry heading under the scheme designed for that purpose. A suitable scheme already exists, in my opinion, and does he accept his offer to be honoured, quote, to be honoured to take part in or lead a drift recovery?
Mr Speaker.
The Honourable Dr Nixon.
Legal decisions under the Health and Safety in Workplace Law that this Parliament passed has the legal responsibility for safety resting with Solid Energy currently, and when the mine is sealed, it will then return to the Department of Conservation, of which the Director General, Lou Sanson, would then be the person that takes that responsibility. The advice I have received is that the combination of risks, 100,000 cubic metres of methane now in the mine, the issues that there is likely to be a heat source that could trigger an explosion, the fact that the mine was always unsafe without an egress, and the damage that's been done to the strata, increasing the risk of a rockfall, makes the overall risk profile too high, such that drift cannot safely be entered.
The Minister for the Environment, Nick Smith. Finally, before adjourning for the coming week, the House voted to recommend the appointment of Martin Matthews as the next Auditor-General. He succeeds Lynn Provo. And that was followed by a wide-ranging special debate acknowledging the Pacific Parliamentary Forum being held this week at Parliament and the linkages between New Zealand and the countries of the Pacific Islands region. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.